Biscuits and Gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people! Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck!
Pol Pot Pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Good morning and aloha, Biscuiteers.
Ooh, baby, we got a live one up today, baby.
We are living in a post-truth world, and I'm a post-truth girl. We're going to have one heck of a doozy for you today. We got Rub-A-Dub-Dub, 3 men in the studio tub this morning. In our beautiful live audience, because we go live right here from the historic Biscuits and Gravy Amphitheater on right on Dairy Road.
This also is not The Tub, which is our radio show where Chuck and I got our big radio debut break.
Mm-hmm. From our mentor, Larry John.
Your levels!
Was it President Taft who got stuck in a tub? Which president?
That's what they say.
Taft was the fat one.
That's what they say.
But, like, fat in the...
I Taft, though, with a shaft, though, you know?
When was Taft president? Like, the 40s? Back then, the fattest man on the planet was, 190 pounds.
Yeah, you look at old-timey circus photos, and they're, the fattest man ever, and you're like, that'd be a role model today. That man looks like he's only had 6 mixed ribs.
Yeah.
Dad?
The fattest man in the world in, the 1920s looks like our after photos.
Yeah.
And the lady with the beard, it's just, it's just a little tiny bit of fuzz.
It's a little bit, yeah. You're like, what were you doing? Whatever happened to the goat witch woman in Kihei? Do you remember that?
I haven't seen her in, a year or two. Yeah.
I heard that she had put a hex on the police officers once.
Whoa. I suppose we're going to talk about that.
And I'm wondering if it's finally coming into fruition.
Oh, but that
it was the old guard of the police force, though.
I don't think putting a hex on the police force had anything to do with the captain of the police force being related to Diddy parties.
Or did it have everything to do with the Diddy parties?
Pretty sure that was already taking place.
We're going to dive into that a little bit later, but he hasn't resigned yet, so it's not a whole lot of fun. They're going to have a meeting. If you haven't heard about it, the mayor does not want the police chief to be the police chief temporarily.
Yeah, Bison.
He's not saying he's guilty. You know, we all know that only 42% of police do it.
He told him to step down, and the guy in question, his name's John Pelletier, he was just like, no. It's a very modern kind of thing to do, instead of resigning in disgrace like people used to do.
Mm-hmm, disgrace weatherman Bob Fortith.
Yeah, it's you can't resign in disgrace if you don't have any ethics or shame.
Yeah, and the publicist was like, he can't be a rapist. He's been a police officer for 30 years.
He just stood by while Diddy did what he was doing.
Whoa.
While Diddy did.
Also, the allegations are hysterical to me because he's impersonated other police officers.
Yeah, the stuff that he's being accused of is pretty wild. And then it's even more wild.
Then kidnapping people and then systematically. So he was in charge of the way that they were doing rape cases in Vegas. And then he would go out of state and undo his work. He kidnapped people and allegedly got rid of all their evidence.
Everything that we're going to say is just alleged because you know how corrupt the Maui Police Department is. They're probably sending people to our houses right now to ransack our houses.
They're going through Chuck's stuff, and they're like, this is disgusting.
They're like,
how did I get out of the studio?
They're like, someone's already been here to ransack his house. It's like, no, that's just how Chuck lives.
Every drawer is open. Right. Everything's spread out.
So the guy...
I had that happen to me when I got robbed once.
John Pelletier, is he the same guy who was the captain of the Vegas police force?
Yes, during the
mass shooting, we've already had to go to bat for this guy against conspiracy theory people, and now it's starting to look like he is knee deep in conspiracy.
That's
stuff.
What the corporate elite want you to think.
Because it was before he was in charge of the Vegas Police Department when the mass shooting happened in Vegas.
Yeah,
and everybody was like, and then he came here, and that's when the fires happened, and he's like, this guy is bad news because.
They also passed a law saying that the police chief couldn't be coroner at the same time because of a huge conflict of interest. And he became the coroner, even though the law got passed 21 days before he got sworn in. So he's responsible for being after the Lahaina fires, any death. But he's also the coroner.
Oh, so he was the one responsible for deflating the death tolls also.
Oh, interesting.
And covering
that's
the up
real
the
deflation.
Which he's good at doing because he's been doing that in Vegas with the rapes.
Yeah. So also, guys,
allegedly.
Cool. So anyway, this is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. If you're listening to us on the radio, you're probably listening to us on 88.5 KKU, the voice of gravy. But don't forget that we also stream live on TV. So we're on channel 55.
Did you know we're like the second most watched TV program on channel 55?
On Akaku?
So we only go on almost once a week. Right?
What's number one?
The Maui Daily. They have five opportunities for R1.
But we're always number two.
Number two!
You can watch us on channel 55, good old Legacy Media. We love Legacy Media around here, so flip on your TV and check us out there. Also, if you want to listen to all of our past episodes, you can listen to all of our past episodes commercial-free if you go to biscuitwars.com, or if you look us up wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, just search for Biscuits and Gravy 808, and you'll be able to listen to all of our past episodes commercial-free. That's also, right. If you're a fan of comedy, there's two open mics on Island. You can check us out at Story in Paia on Monday night. And then there's also a second opportunity to check us out, and that's going to be at Vibe on Tuesday nights.
Now, who had the set of the night last night at Vibe? You guys were both there, right?
Vince went up twice, and both his sets were pretty good.
I did go up a second time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Usually that's like a cardinal rule of open mic comedy is that you don't get up and do a second set. But like 90% of the audience had swapped out, so I was like, you know what? I'll do another set.
Vince has this great dubstep joke, and they were just like, that's it. You should beatbox for the next 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, so then I just kept beatboxing, and like the crowd went wild.
That sounds like the vibe I know.
Dude, it was rad.
Yeah.
Like getting a better response from beatboxing.
Or anything besides comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Anytime I've ever like gotten up and like rapped or freestyled or beatboxed or anything.
You could do poetry. I bet like some slam poetry would crush.
People go crazy for that. But as soon as you get into the comedy material, their eyes just roll back into their heads. And Shane, it's nice to have you back on the show as well.
Thank you.
I think since the last time you've been on the show, you have a new relationship in your life that you made official.
Rick and Morty. It's true.
But also you, we're going to talk about Rick and Morty a little bit later in the show because I'm anxious to hear what you have to say about it. But
you haven't watched Rick and Morty until now.
You went from fostering a dog to officially adopting a dog.
Yes,
so congratulations.
Yeah, I got a 3-legged dog, and it's still not enough attention.
And your dog probably has the distinction of having the stinkiest fart of any dog I've ever met. I don't know.
What are you feeding it?
Farts.
Just spoonfuls of farts. Open up, bud.
You want another cupcake, buddy? So how does
fostering work?
Yeah. Walk us through it, because I know the Humane Society is always looking for as much help as they can get.
Yeah.
So why don't we give them a little plug and talk about the Humane Society.
First off, I'd like to mention that yesterday at the beach, Bentley, the dog I adopted, saw one of the ladies from the Humane Society, and it was the cutest thing ever. How like stoked
he was.
Oh, because
he like recognized her?
Yeah, he saw her, and he just like lost it.
Oh,
he was so happy.
That's adorable.
And you go to the Humane Society, and you can choose the dog. You can like go and just meet them all and decide which dog you'd like
to
bring.
They have online profiles.
They have online profiles, and then you can like actually go hang out in the yard and play fetch with it, give it treats, and see if there's any kind of vibe going on.
Smell its farts.
There should be a fart room.
They're always taking it outside. I want to go inside.
I want to go in the yard. I want to go to the fart room.
If you had smelled Bentley's farts before you adopted him, would it have been a deal breaker? A windbreaker, deal breaker?
You know, his farts are the reason he doesn't sleep in bed with me.
That's so sad.
You have to change this dog's diet.
We're on, like, food number 3. I think what happens is he'll hold his farts.
Now I know how Christy feels.
It's a lot, the farts.
But
wild. There should be a fart room.
Are you feeding it muscle milk? Because that gives me the farts.
There should also be like an app like Fetcher or something like that, like Tinder for dogs that you want to adopt, where you just like can swipe through them and see their profiles.
That'd be cool.
You said they have their profiles online.
It's pretty
much
like that.
Yeah, you know, I feel like you don't get a good representation until you meet them.
They're like, here's a Pringle can for scale.
Yeah,
yeah. They understandably try to push the bigger dogs. Like, they're like, they brought me in a room with this huge dog. And they're like, take this home. I was like, no way.
It's like an Irish wolfhound. You're like, yeah. I can't fit that in my car.
I don't know how to ride that.
As a saddle. I saw somebody with an Irish wolfhound at Big Beach, and it was the biggest. It looked like a horse. It was like the biggest dog I've ever seen.
Yeah, it is cool. But
why would you purposely have that dog in Hawaii? people who own huskies and stuff, what are you doing?
Also, like,
we live in the tropics, baby.
You should be able to see your dog's poop before you adopt it, too.
Mm, big fan.
Which is a great thing about fostering is you get to meet the dog. You can have the dog for a week, or you can have it until it gets adopted. And you can kind of get, like, a taste for it.
Mm.
And you can see how big its poops are.
Did your dog save its farts until he got adopted?
No, he had bad farts off the bat. So I guess the answer is I would have adopted Bentley. You know, honestly, I'm a farter. I'm a pretty big farter.
Okay.
And I've been told by people close to me that this is my karma.
Okay.
Okay.
It's finally coming back to get you.
Yeah. Just two stinky three-legged
dudes. Now, I noticed when you change a dog's diet, the poops change too.
Yes.
Because I started making my dog, like, I would grind up food and carrots and vegetables and apples and stuff and make her, like, really good, like, food and then vacuum seal it and give it to her. And then her poop started becoming, like, really hard to pick up. But when
Wet?
Yeah. But when I feed Daisy kibble, her poops are just, like, the easiest thing in the world to pick up.
What do you do?
More solid, yeah.
What do you do if your dog's poop is so wet you can't pick it up?
You
sprinkle stuff.
You pretend to pick.
Put a leaf on top of it and then walk away.
You put a leaf on.
Sometimes I put a blank doggy bag over it, and then I take another doggy bag and try to it up,
make like a burrito.
Yeah, pretty much. But if it's by the guy that parks the Hummer, I don't even pretend to pick it up. F you.
This guy named Grant.
Pick it up and smear it on the Hummer,
dude. I hate that Hummer, dude. He double parks.
Is it the yellow one?
No, he has. It's a red Hummer. But he has the two motorcycles, an orange Jeep, and a thing. They're all double parked. He's taking up 10 parking spaces. And
where is this at?
In South Point. And then here's the thing. I saw him twice this month get into a taxi.
Whoa.
What are you doing to me?
Whoa.
Do you think he's just, like, Toro-ing all his stupid cars?
No, they never move, and they're not even registered.
All right. Now, Shane, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
And this also will apply to you as well, Chuck. You're a dog owner, longtime dog owner, and if I'm not mistaken, you're also sexually active. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. It's okay if you're not.
Unrelated to the dog.
I think I know where you're going. I got a funny story from last night, but continue on.
So my question for you is when you're having sex, right, how do you feel about the dogs being in the room? What's your proximity rules for dogs?
So
during sex
last night, and
you're listening to the Biscuits and Gravy Show on KAKU 88.5.
Hold on, did something happen last night?
So I'm used to being it's just me and the dog, right?
We haven't talked about this yet.
Yeah, no, we've not. Me and the dog, we're always just like we do things together. Whenever I can bring him, I bring him. So last night we're all chilling in the living
room, Rutters.
And my girlfriend's like, "Hey, I want to give you a blowjob," and my roommate was coming home soon. So I was like, let's go to the bedroom. So we start walking to the bedroom. I'm like, come on, Bentley. And she's like, why? Come on, Bentley. Like, why are you bringing him in here?
Because then they pant at the door.
Yeah. Well,
and because they want to come in.
Yeah. It's not like.
We used to have to give Daisy a bone.
Why would you do that?
No, would you air quote that?
We would actually give her a bone.
That's not what air quotes are for.
And then, but then she chews the bone before, we're done listening to Boys to Men or whatever. And then they just.
But I mean, like we have a because we have a pants. We have a child gate, but they we also we. I mean, like you have an outside too. You can just put Daisy outside.
Do you use a child gate during sex?
Sometimes, like I can put the dog in the other room because we have a second bedroom, so I can
and close the door
and close the door. I'll just put her outside and just let her hang out in the backyard because she likes that.
Yeah.
But also sometimes, like I'll just put her in the living room and close the child gate. But the way our hallway is set up. If I'm laying in bed, out of the corner of the door, I can see Miley, peeking through the child gate, like waiting for her turn to come back in. If I don't put her somewhere, she's inevitably going to wander in while we're having sex.
Yeah,
let him wander.
And like,
she sits there.
So
the
I
bed.
Mean, so you don't have any problem with the dog being in the room during sex?
Yeah, well, he can, but unless he starts farting,
okay,
then he's out.
Now, what if – all right. Now, Have you ever had this happen? This happened to me one time. I was having sex with somebody, and her dog came into the room. And then, like, while we were having sex, she was, like, petting the dog.
No.
And I was like, no. I was like, don't pet the, first of all, don't treat sex with me the way I treat going to a party. Like, I'm just going to pet the dog until it's over, and then I can go. And it was like, can you not pet the dog while we're having sex? Also, I'm glad to see that you're not getting anything out of this transaction. Yeah. Where, well, I'm like, boring.
They just give it to you, you know? They're like, all right, I'll throw you a bone.
No touching the dog.
Yeah, I don't like because it's weird. Like, at what point is the dog part of it?
The moment they touch you.
The moment they get touched.
Because, like, what if you're having sex and the dog, like, licks you?
Not cool.
Part of it? It's weird. I don't like it.
I'm breaking up with everyone. Okay. We're all done.
Because, like, if there was a third guy in the room while you're having sex, right? If there's a third person and while you were having sex, that person licked you, they're part of it.
Yeah.
Right?
If they're just laying in the corner with their back against you, I think that's okay.
Watching? No, that's still weird.
I'm talking about my dog.
No, I know.
P-A-W-G.
But what I'm saying is, like, if there was another person in the room and they were just watching, that's already, like, they're already kind of part of the transaction.
With a person? Yeah.
When was the last time you had sex at a party while there are other people in the house?
It's been a long time since I've done that.
In college? You're like 3 weeks ago, a month ago.
Yeah, probably.
I bet you dirty dog. I bet you did this morning.
I mean, I have a roommate now, so.
Have you? Whoa! Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah. So, well, I mean, like, I guess, like, do roommates count? Because, I mean, I've definitely had sex while there was roommates. But you're talking about, like, there's just other random people.
Or
at the
when's
house
the last time you had sex with your parents in the house?
Ooh. Last time I went to visit my parents.
On an air mattress?
I did it on an air mattress in Vince's house while Christy's parents were staying with us.
With who?
My wife.
Christy's parents. There was a girl that I used to date, and she lived at home. So literally every time, I would always go over her house at nighttime after work.
Nighttime was the right time.
When we hung out the most. So almost every time that we've had sex in her basement, her mom was like, in the house.
Yeah.
But for post-sex as well, like, as soon as you get done, when do you let the dog back in? Like, if you just got done having sex and you're still enjoying, like, your post-coital bliss, then if your dog comes in and, like, starts licking you and stuff, it's still kind of weird.
I get out of bed within, like, 30 seconds and grab a snack every
time. I don't like that, because I'm like, my body's like coursing with serotonin and endorphins, and then, like, the dog comes over and starts licking me, and I'm just like, not now.
Yeah.
Not now.
Yeah, there needs to be a break in time. I need to, like, calm down.
My dog's just not that affectionate. She doesn't lick me, even, like, unless she has to poop. It's the only time she, like, jumps on top and says, hey, I got poop.
Mm-hmm.
She's not very when she sleeps with us, she sleeps near my legs. But if I had people over, that's when she'll get in my lap. But if no one's home, she's not in my lap at all.
If you were a dog, how would you tell your owners you have to poop?
I think my dog has it on lockdown. She puts all of her body weight on my chest and stares me down right in the eyes.
She's like, you know what this
emotionless
means.
Emotionless. And she just starts, like, doing CPR on me.
I only do this when I have to poop.
And then I say things like, are you thirsty? And she looks at me, and I'm like, are you hungry? And she looks at me, and I say, do you have to poop? And then she goes crazy. You got a poopy?
You want to go backyard?
No, she doesn't. And then she had a hard time pooping in the backyard.
Well, my dog, she knows, Miley knows the difference between going for a walk and going to the backyard. Because if I say, like, do you want to go for a walk? Then she'll, like, know we're going out the front door. Uh-huh. But if I say, do you want to go to the backyard? Then she knows to go to the back.
I wish my dog would poop in my backyard. I can barely get Daisy to pee back there. She doesn't even like pooping on property.
Well, as long as she doesn't poop in your house, then you're golden.
Occasionally she does, and we have very bad dog walkers, and I feel very bad
about
that.
Sad.
Yeah. Because we're like, because Christy, like, won't leave the house for, like, 10 hours or she's home.
Right? Also, you know what's wild? Anybody that's, like, listening to this at home, like, on a speaker, their dogs are probably going crazy. And we're just like, you want to go for a walk?
You got to make a poopy.
You want to go for a walk?
You got to make a poopy? You better go for a walk. Dude, Daisy goes crazy when you say walk.
Hold on, let me Hey, you want to go for a ride? You want to go for a ride?
Now, when you grab your keys, do you try to grab them quietly when you're not taking your dog?
I usually my keys are going to make noise no matter what when I try to pick them up, but I do try to, like, when my dog sees me putting pants on, she already knows that something's going on.
My dog hates when I put pants on.
Because I usually am walking around without pants on, so when she sees me putting the pants on, she's like, something's happening. And she knows, like, when I'm getting dressed for work, when I put my work pants on, that she's not coming with me. Uh-huh. But if she sees me putting my shorts on, she's like, up, and then she'll just keep eyeballing me and be like, all right.
Yeah,
something's going down. But what I really have to do is sometimes, like, if you pick up, like, the leash or, like, the harness or something that you use when you're walking them, they know automatically.
You have to. Yeah.
So sometimes, like, when I take her leash off, I'll put it on the coffee table or whatever, and then later I have to move it. So now I'm like, so I'll do this, like, I'm constantly doing this where I'll pick it up really slowly and quietly, but I'm also going, so I have to like make noise so that she can't hear me picking up the leash or whatever when I'm moving.
I don't mind confusing my dog. You know, if I have to grab my bucket hat, which I keep next to her leash, and it jingle jangles, and she thinks we're going for a big old W. We don't say the word walk in my house. We say W. I let her know that I'm not done about effing taking her.
You tell her you're not.
I'm like, Daisy girl, you're wrong. I'm not effing taking you. I make her sit down. I give her a high five. And then, this is the sad part. I try to give her a treat usually, but if she thinks I'm going away, and she's almost always right, she won't eat the treat before she goes.
She's like, no.
And I'm like, okay, joke's on you.
And then you actually eat the dog treat?
Well, I don't eat the dog food. I give her a lot of human food.
Are you sure?
Empty your pockets.
When I came over your house, you gave me a cookie to give to Daisy, and it had like a picture of like a dog paw on it. And you literally said
Shut
to
up.
Me, no, I swear to God, Chuck goes,
shut up.
You can just eat these cookies. They're just like regular cookies, and they're good. I'm not making that up. Chuck literally told me, like,
dog Oreos are that different.
Chuck's like, Christy, can you pick up some more dog treats?
But Daisy hasn't been here all day. Yeah, I know.
They're Oreos.
But it runs in the family.
Is there
though.
A cream?
Yeah.
Didn't your dad eat a dog treat?
Yeah, we got my dad a happy birthday dog treat and mailed it to him. And he's like, boom. It's pretty hearty. Like,
also, that impression of your dad makes him sound like a cartoon dog. Is your dad a dog? I don't think.
Is
have
my
I ever
dad
met your
a
dad?
Dog? I think he is.
Ruh-roh. Ruh-roh.
You're listening to Is Your Dad a Dog on KAKU 88.5, The Voice of Maui.
Is your dad a dog? Give us a call, 808-873-3435. Today's show is brought to us by Tara Reed's Audiobooks. When you need someone to read it to you, Tara Reed's.
Corky sent me a message, and it says no Shane, but it's 15 minutes ago, so I don't know what it was for. Also, today was brought to you by Dwayne Johnson's Wholesale Seafood. It isn't a rock. It's a rock lobster. Do you smell what the rock is cooking?
Funding for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes in part by lovely community-minded celebrity sponsors like Steven Tyler's Hand-Carved Arrows. Hey, Vince. Yeah. When you need quality arrows, trust
in Aerosmith. I'm gonna try to get through this one without making a mistake. Today's show is brought to us by Stellan Skarsgård's Celestial Trading Cards. Try to collect all of Stellan Skarsgård's Stellar Stars cards. There we go. I got through it. That's probably the hardest one to read.
Whoa, that's a good old sponsor. I love the Skarsgård family. Has been so good to us.
Of course. Everybody knows a longtime sponsor of the show was Alex Skarsgård's Anti-Scar Cream. Guard against scars with Skarsgård Skarsgård.
Wow.
Boom, baby!
Also, I don't know who needs to hear this, but...
We may not be a boy band, but we are NSYNC, baby.
There are... The entire island has been out of bitters for like 2 months.
And I'm bitter about it, baby.
And I went to Walmart yesterday, and Walmart had bitters.
Yeah, you know why?
So anybody that's been looking for bitters, Walmart just got them.
Walmart's
back in stock.
Like, why are our Walmart people finally buying bitters? Like, did everyone get classy all of a sudden? Or did middle class finally disappear? So the middle class started going to Walmart.
Yeah.
They're not buying bitters at Walmart.
No, Walmart was sold out of bitters for a long time.
They had orange bitters. It was $13.
Yeah, and I've been trying to go to places where it's like people aren't going here to buy bitters. Like, I went to Long's. Long's was sold out. I went to Times. Times didn't have any. So it was really hard to find bitters for a long time, but we finally got them back. And so I haven't had a Manhattan at home in like 2 months.
What's your go-to bitters for Manhattans?
Angostura.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to do half orange and half Angostura. Is that not true?
I don't like orange bitters personally. Orange bitters are not by default one of the ingredients in a Manhattan. It's supposed to be just regular bitters. And I don't like the Sfai shods or Sai shods, the pink bitters, you know? They come in, it's like a pink liquid.
Oh, you ever get that on your countertop?
It's called like Sai shods.
It's instantly stained.
Sai shods. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You know what? Honestly, I don't.
It's not good. it's not a good bitters, and it's nothing close. When it comes to bitters, Angostura is pretty much the only way to go. They're the only name of bitters.
There was other bitters until recently.
And
by the way, I'm supposed to find walnut bitters.
When I saw the giant bottle of bitters at your house, I considered like asking you if I could have some to take.
Oh, always. I actually have little vials just for that reason.
Yeah. And also, Christy gave me a bottle of Luxardo cherries one time, too.
Oh, dude, she got the Luxardo cherry hiccup, man.
Which is crazy because a little jar of Luxardo cherries is like, it's like $30.
That's because we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Enough to show up on time today.
Enough to, just barely.
There was. Did you guys go through the traffic, though, the construction or whatever on the highway?
Yeah, yes. I came here the same way you did, and so did Shane, and we both managed to get here more than 3 minutes early.
I'm listening to classical music, and I'm just, like, getting stressed.
Why don't we do
a show? I don't believe you.
Why don't we do a Morningwood segment?
Oh, my. You know what? The canary in the coal mine, guys. It's getting bad. You hear that, biscuiteers? You hear that, gravy gals? For all you riding high on the gravy train and all the gravy boats at sea, thanks for listening to me, Chuck Sauce, in the studio today. We have the one, the only, my co-host, my cohort, my co-something, Vincent Vodi.
That's me.
And comedian / dungeon master, Shahane Great Bear Nelson.
That's me. Yeah,
the Shahane, DM that'll slip into your DMs.
Wolf Lodge Nelson.
And that sweet, sultry sound that you hear in the background can only mean it's time for Morningwood.
That's
and of
right.
course, Morningwood.
Shout out to Nelson Wrangell.
Morningwood is brought to us by Jason Bateman's Fishing Supplies. A master fisherman needs a master Bateman. And we got a couple things that we can talk about for Morningwood.
Well, let's give him something to talk about.
One would be that the Maui police chief, John Pelletier, allegedly stood guard and acted as security during some of the Diddy parties.
Wow. So, what a cop to be a cuck.
Allegedly. But also, more importantly, I'm sad to announce that this is a true Morningwood.
I do the three, hold on, the salute,
and then
the shocker,
and then your heart out.
You're doing the shocker?
No, hold on.
So today for Morningwood,
almost got me.
Today for Morningwood, I'm very sad to announce that we lost a superstar in the gay porn community.
Yes, a man that exploded on the scene.
He was probably the most famous ginger gay porn star. His name is Tim Krueger. Yeah, he was a German-born Tim Krueger. He was found dead at the ripe old age of 44, which is...
That's like 90 in porn star years.
In porn star years, that is quite old. And the weird thing about this, too, is that his partner came out and said that, you know, there's a lot of stigma around deaths in the porn star community.
No thanks to us.
But it didn't... It was actually... There was no drugs involved. It wasn't a suicide attempt. There was no foul play. Basically, there was just an accident that happened at home, and they didn't elaborate on what it was, but police are saying that it was just basically an accident, so it was a freak accident.
They were fighting over a framed baseball card, and the frame broke and shattered, and a shard went into his skull and killed him on the spot.
Mm.
He bled out.
What a great scene.
That's oddly specific. What is that from?
Fargo.
Oh, right.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Or somebody was pulling an air conditioner out of their window.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Fell and
oh, my gosh.
Tim Krueger, you will be missed. Tim Krueger, of course, was the star of such movies as Cruising Budapest 3 and Deadpool Dominates Spider-Man.
Which
is a wild video.
Sounds like a good one. Like, if I were to watch gay porn... Did you watch it?
I saw some of Deadpool Dominate Spider-Man, and he did. Deadpool does come out on top, it can be said. Also, we have a Morningwood We have a Morningwood
follow-up junction.
Follow-up junction flashback. There was a time, I think, Chuck, I think you weren't here for the episode where Shane and I were talking about mummy porn.
No, I was in St. Anthony's charcuterie rehab.
Yeah, Chuck was away on vacation. He was away from the desk.
I would never go away on vacation.
But there was an episode where Shane and I were talking about mummy porn and how it's hard to find mummy porn.
Very hard.
Because most of the time when you search for mummy porn, it's just British moms.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to do a deep dive and find some mummy-related porn. And then last night, you showed me a video on your phone that coincidentally
at comedy
and Joel was like, are you watching porn right now? And Chuck's like, yeah.
He's like, on your phone? I'm like,
Chuck's like, yeah. Actually he showed it to Joel and he's like, now we're watching porn.
Got him.
But apparently Chuck had been looking for videos containing a certain porn star that he liked. Mm-hmm. And one of those videos just happened to be a mummy video, which I had seen previously when I was looking for mummy porn. And Chuck was like, wait, you've seen this video before? I'm like, yeah. And it was just crazy that I searched for it because I was looking for specifically mummy-related stuff. But Chuck kind of like backed into
it. I was looking for Juliana Sterling.
So that means I've seen it too.
Yes. Now, would you watch a mummy-related porn if it was like Mummy 1999 type of porn, like with Brendan Fraser?
Yeah, I mean, of course,
like, yes, 100%,
right?
Yes.
I would. Would you watch Brendan Fraser do a porn now?
Why yes. would it? Like, are you saying that Brendan Fraser's in the porn? Because it's want, yes, either
no,
way.
I want this for everybody involved.
And what was the name of the chick from the Rachel Weisz? Rachel Weisz?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having her in a Weisz.
Rachel Weisz?
White. I think her name's Rachel Weisz.
Oh,
Rachel
man. Weisz. How about in Mummy 2, the see-through dress? Ooh, yeah. Baby. Ooh.
Actually, I saw a porn. It was a VR porn that where the POV is having sex with a sexy mummy chick, and it's very reminiscent of Mummy 2.
Ooh.
Pretty great. Wow. Pretty great stuff.
Would you rather that, a werewoman, or a Frankenwoman?
See, Frankenwoman, big forehead, not a big turnoff for me.
And also,
werewoman,
sort of
hairy?
I feel like Frankenwoman sort of verges on sort of like necrophilia.
Ooh.
But then does werewolf woman venture into bestiality?
Ooh, depends on the moon phase.
How, when you're having sex, how close can the werewolf be in the room? Do you let the werewolf in the room?
Do you let the werewolf lick your foot? Yes.
Were person.
Yeah.
So if it's a werewolf chick,
is it always doggy style?
Are you?
Right.
So are you? So I mean, this raises a lot of ethical questions. Like,
Tony, get in here.
Can you? Do you? Would you have sex with her while she was in werewolf form?
Or what if she switched?
What if she switched mid-coitus?
Ooh.
At what point?
Okay.
What percentage? What percentage of transformation takes place before she is officially a werewolf? Is it like 75%?
All right, now what kind of werewolf is it? Is it a werewolf that starts human and goes into a werewolf, or is it a wolf that turns into a werewolf?
Human into werewolf.
Okay, then I think you're safe all the time.
Well, I don't know if you are, and I think you're actually in danger. Like, when she starts changing, you need to get out of there. Like, if you see hair coming out of her back,
you grab on tight, baby.
You ride that.
You give her a tennis racket and say, fulfill my fantasies.
But as men, we are used to having to dictate our actions
based on the moon.
Based on the moon cycle for women.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how werewolves were invented? Is that, like,
I heard
a plague?
It was actually about gay people, but then I don't know. Who knows?
I think witches were also originally
lesbians.
Yeah, they're sort of like a simulacrum.
If witches are
lesbians.
Only out at night, why are they wearing sun hats? I never got that. What's with the wide brims? They're nighttime creatures. Makes no sense.
No, I mean, witches can go out during the daytime. They got to go out and do their shopping for like their Eye of Newton stuff, because those places aren't open at night.
Logs
obviously.
Are open at night.
Logs?
Yeah,
no, you got to go to the witch shop because they gotta buy their brooms over. And stuff like that.
Hmm.
So witches were lesbians?
Witches are lesbians because they live together in a coven.
And hags are like the dykey lesbians?
Hags.
And they're like hags. And I mean, I guess there's some hot witches. Like
witches are hot, hags are ugly.
Not all witches are hot.
Not all witches are hot, but all
no hags are hot.
All hags are ugly.
You old hag, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah. Speaking of you old hag, did you see the movie The Substance?
No, I hear it's rad, and there's a lot of really good homages to Alfred Hitchcock in it.
Demi Moore gets like a hag finger at some point. I won't go into it too much because I don't want to spoil it for you. But The Substance was fantastic. It's a great movie. Do you want to talk about like some of the Oscar movies?
I wanted to talk a little bit more about porn. Because what's happening is there were videos that came out in the early 2000s, and they looked so good for their time compared to like porn movies that had come out like 10 years before, right? When porn started being filmed more in digital, and they got better and better. But now I'm going back in time, I'm trying to find a porn that I saw 20 years ago, right? And it's grainy, not granny, but grainy. The video quality is getting worse, and so you keep searching and searching and try to find that porn star in better high-quality porn videos. And that's how you end up with mummy porn, right?
I did the same thing where there was a video that was – it was on YouPorn, and I went back and tried to find the original source. Mm-hmm. And I – because I was trying to find a specific actress from that one video.
I love that rabbit hole. When you're like so fixated, you'll spend like 25 minutes trying to find something.
Yeah. And then I went to the website that YouPorn had sourced it from. Mm-hmm. And I had to go through 10 years of videos.
This is why we went to college, guys. You got to learn how to trace the source.
You got to learn how to do your research. Mm-hmm. And then I found the actual video, right? I couldn't believe it.
Did you save it?
I was like,
what video was it?
This is the video. It just had like a very generic name. But so then I found the actress that I was looking for, and I tried to look up her name, but the name of the actress, it was either listed as the wrong name or that actress also, there's another porn actress that's much more popular than her. And so it ended up being a dead end. I was really bummed out about it.
What a bummer. Yeah. I read an article this week about how Warner Brothers during the 2000s made DVDs that are ticking time bombs as far as like they don't work anymore.
Yeah, it was a very specific time. It was like in the early 2000s, and some of those DVDs are starting to degrade from like laser wear and tear. So Warner Brothers has stated that they will replace those DVDs if they're still in print, but there's a lot of them that are not in print anymore, so they're kind of becoming lost media. So if you've got the old Warner Brothers DVDs from the early to mid 2000s, back them up, guys.
You got to back everything up, even news articles. I read news articles, and then you read them a week later, and they get updated. You know, sometimes it's pertinent information, right? A child is missing. Boom. They update it. Little paragraph at the bottom. A child has been found. But they're also updating, like, Elon Musk stories that came out and were a little bit more like, this is kind of scary to, like, who knows what's happening? Some Republicans are questioning. They're changing it right in front of our eyes. It starts at Looney Tunes on WB. They're programming us to tell us that old DVDs and stuff are breaking down. But don't worry, they're going to make new ones. And then the media is doing the same thing with their own news stories. Their old news stories are breaking down, and they're changing, and you can't get to the original, whether it's porn or tweeting. Bird or the news or anything from Warner Brothers.
That's like, I think
history's being erased, y'all.
I think it was Newsweek who they got caught releasing two different issues of the same issue, and then like in the red states the Newsweek had one cover, and then in the blue states the Newsweek had a different cover.
Oh, Wall Street Journal's notorious for that.
Yeah, where it's like, can we have any journalistic integrity anymore, or are those days completely gone?
No, the AP got banned from going to the White House because they wouldn't use like
say Gulf of America.
Yeah, they wouldn't say Gulf of America. Like, I'm sorry if these pronouns affect
you. I wonder if you guys could get in the White House.
I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
I mean, all we have to do is just praise Trump and pretend to be pro-Trump, and they'll let us.
What do you mean, pretend?
Yeah, they'll let us into the White House.
Giving everybody the biscuit.
They'll probably give you guys cheeseburgers.
Speaking of cheeseburgers,
thanks for my TED Talk.
Let's do a little gluttony club. You guys want to do some gluttony club?
More than anything.
So much.
I finally got to go to Maui Lobster King.
Oh,
that's one MLK I do like.
Oh lordy,
was it good?
It was really good. They do like lobster boils, and so they have a couple plate lunches where for like less than $20 you can get like a big seafood plate lunch that comes with like fried shrimp, a couple pieces of like fish and chips, and then mac salad and two scoops of rice, which is fantastic deal. But for like, if you go in and dine in, you can do like for $55, you can go in and get like a 2-person lobster boil. And they boil all the stuff together, and then they take it and they just dump it right on the table. The table has like paper on it, and then
is it a trash bag that they dump open?
Yeah. And then it's they give you like little plastic gloves and a lobster bib, and then you just sit there and chow down. There's like corn and sausage and shrimp and crawfish and stuff.
Next step, lower the tables, right?
Yeah.
Have the staff hold you by your ankles.
And just eat off the floor. Yes. So all the food is
like
really good.
A king.
You get three different flavors of the shrimp boil to choose from, and we got Cajun, and the Cajun was super good. There's also lemon pepper and garlic butter, and we got the Cajun, and it was super tasty. Highly recommend.
Can you just get like a lobster roll?
I don't know if they have lobster rolls.
Do they have lobster on the side without like doing the boil?
You can go in and just order like a lobster thermidor or like a lobster.
What's
noodles.
A lobster? What's a lobster thermidor?
Yeah.
Wait, you guys never had lobster thermidor?
Never even heard
of it. Lobster thermidor is a presentation of lobster. We used to have it at a restaurant that I worked at, and it was one of my favorite things on the menu. You take a lobster, you crack it open, you take all the meat out. Then you cook the meat with stuffing and seasoning and everything. You put it back in there and you sprinkle like cheese and breadcrumbs on top of it and bake it all together in the lobster shell.
Whoa.
So
stuffed lobster.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's basically a stuffed lobster. It's called Lobster Thermidor. It's really one of those like 1950s like restaurant things that was really popular, like Steak Diane.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, you'll still see a lobster thermidor on the menu somewhere. And if you ever see a lobster thermidor, get it. It's one of my favorite things.
That sounds delicious.
Steak Diane is why I asked you if you had cognac the other day.
Oh, you're going to make a Steak Diane?
Yeah. Now, I think you guys have told me this before. What is a Steak Diane?
That's when I light my kitchen on fire.
Steak Diane is when... If you had told me that it was for Steak Diane, I would have brought over my apple brandy.
Because
you can use any type of alcohol you can use to flambe it. Basically, Steak Diane is a steak that's cooked in like a very rich mushroom cream sauce, but then you also flambe it all together. I have some videos of me making Steak Diane, and yeah, when you flambe it, it looks super cool.
Yeah, I have actually a photo of Chuck shirtless with his pants almost to his knees, flames in the air.
I have a picture of Chuck shirtless sitting on the floor up against the wall with flour all over his body. Because we were making pasta at his house back at Luokaha Circle.
Those are the days.
So go to Lobster King. Also, I do have to say Maui Lobster King, their food gave me super crazy gas for like the next 2 days, but it was worth it.
So make sure to take your dogs.
Would you ever
very worth it?
Like, get fart revenge on a dog? Like, if your dog farted a stinky fart, would you like when you had a fart come and go fart near him?
I have farted.
I've done that to Miley many times, where I'm like, "Oh, Miley," and then I'll save up my fart and be like, "How do you like it?"
Now, do you ever have your partner totally fart and then they blame it on the dog, and you're like?
That's sort of our inside joke where if my partner farts, I'll be like, Miley, and just pretend it was the dog.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know better.
Wait, quick question. Are there any places on island to get a good lobster roll or get a lobster roll?
Nalu's has
lobster rolls.
Yeah, really? Yeah. It's pretty good.
Have you been to their happy hour? They have 7 for $7.
Uh-uh.
So pork ribs, not worth it. Just get the big one.
Was it 7 items that are only $7?
Yeah, but you can get 2 poke tacos and they're the fried wontons instead of taco. It's pretty good.
Oh, and nice. Also I want to give a shout out to Las Elitas Tacos y Mariscos right over here in Kahului by Costco. It's a Mexican taco food truck. They have one of the best Cali burritos I've ever tasted. It was fantastic.
Is that where they put french fries inside of it?
Mm-hmm. Of course. And guacamole, a little pico de gallo, carne asada. Diana also got a birria quesadilla, and it was absolutely phenomenal. It came with a little cup of like consomme for dipping. Oh, yeah. And then I also used
I did drink it,
but before I drank it, I also used it to dip my Cali burrito in, and it was absolutely fantastic.
I love drinking consomme.
I love dipping things in things.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Oscars real quick.
Okay.
Because we're getting close to the end of the show.
Shane, have you seen any of the Oscar movies?
I don't know. What are the Oscar movies?
So I'll give you a list of the movies that were nominated for Best Picture. It was Anora.
Never heard of it.
The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave.
These all sound made up.
Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, The Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked.
I've heard of four of those.
I need to get out more.
Wicked's gonna... Wicked's nominated?
Oh, I mean, the Oscars already happened, so... Wicked did not win. It actually, the winning movie was Anora, and Anora was fantastic.
Is that Adrian Brody?
No, Adrian Brody actually won for Best Actor for The Brutalist.
Ah.
And I was going to watch that, but it's like 3.5 hours, so I don't have time to watch
that. That's why they call it The Brutalist.
But Anora was really good. It's about this Russian stripper chick who meets this Russian oligarch super rich kid.
Oh!
And then I think we saw the trailer for it when we went to go see Long Legs.
Yeah.
And that movie is fantastic. The main actress who also won Best Actress is super hot and totally naked through a lot of the movie, so definitely worth seeing. And the movie is also a fantastic movie. It turns into like a farce where she's riding around with these Russian gangsters trying to find the dude after he takes off. Just a fantastic movie. Also, if you're a fan of nudity, the movie,
what you're not gonna believe, those guys,
the movie The Substance,
yeah,
has Demi Moore in it. Is she the main actress. I think she was also nominated for Best Actress. She's full frontal nudity, shows everything, including Bush. And the movie is about an actress who's like an aging starlet who decides
that
if you take this substance, your body splits in half into an old version of you and a young, sexy version of
you. Whoa! Rick and Morty did it.
But you have to spend time. You have to do the old version for 1 week and the young version for 1 week. And the chick that plays the hot young version of Demi Moore looks like young Demi Moore. She's also super hot and totally naked in the movie. Oh, and it's the chick that played... Did you ever see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Of course.
It's the girl that plays Pussycat.
The cult chick?
Yeah.
The
young one that Brad Pitt picks up.
Yeah, it's her.
Yeah, and she's like full frontal nudity in that movie. And then the movie is like super great. It's like this weird body horror movie. And then at the end, it kind of devolves into this like Cronenberg-esque guar concert. It's crazy, but it's you got to check it out. It's a fun movie to watch, and it keeps you guessing at every turn. And she's the girl in it is so hot.
There was a CW show with guar in it, and a 30-year-old dated an 11-year-old in the show, and it was just like a running joke that he dated an actual child.
That's weird.
It's super weird. Look it up. Guar TV show.
Also, speaking of having sex with young children, Conclave is about the picking of the new pope.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's about the pope dying, and then it's about like all the politics that go in behind the scenes.
They wrote that at a good time.
All the cardinals like picking a new pope. Yeah, it's very relevant because it looks like Pope Francis is about to die.
He's got pneumonia.
Yeah, he's like on life support right
now.
That's
when you get
we may be
fluid
seeing
in
that.
Your lungs.
What if he prayed for good health?
But Conclave is really good. John Lithgow's in it. Ralph Fiennes is in it.
Conclave,
And Stanley Tucci, and they all look great.
Stanley Tucci.
They all look great in their vestments.
Stanley Tucci does a lot of cooking shows now, and he's phenoms in it.
Stanley Tucci is great in it. Ralph Fiennes is fantastic in it.
And it's got the John Lithgow.
I highly recommend checking out Conclave.
Black Pope, what do you guys think?
That's actually that's discussed in the Conclave.
Oh, is it?
And so you're saying you want a DEI pope?
I do. And also on that note, this is important in the same area.
And we're out of time.
Do you guys see for the new Harry Potter that they're supposedly casting a black Snape?
Yeah, the Harry Potter community is not very happy about it. Not only is Snape specifically described as being like pale and sallow skin, but it's going to be very problematic because Harry Potter's dad used to bully Snape when he was a kid.
Yeah.
So now it's going to make Harry Potter's dad look like a racist.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of weird connotation. I'm cool if they want to race swap a different character, but Snape is
the worst one to do.
The worst possible. Yeah.
Make Voldemort black.
All right. Yeah, I think he's supposed to be green, right?
Yeah.
You can't make the bad guy the black guy.
Oh, Why don't they just invent new characters that are black with their own rich backstories and own life and everything?
Make Cho Chan black.
Or Ron Weasley, both like red hair.
Actually, I think it would be worse if all the Weasleys were black.
Or what about McGonagall?
The Weasleys are Argentinians.
I was watching Shawshank Redemption the other day, and Christy's like, why do they call him Red? And I'm like, because in the book, he's Irish. And he's like, what? And I'm like, actually, I think it made sense for the movie.
Well, in the movie, he goes, well, I guess it's because I'm Irish, as sort of like a joke.
Yeah.
So.
Huh.
Yeah.
What a great movie.
Never seen it.
It's been a great movie.
So, let me just give a couple other shout outs.
Battlefield Earth recently.
So, Anora won Best Picture. Anora also won Best Directing. Best Actor in a Leading Role was Adrian Brody for The Brutalist. Best Actress in a Leading Role was Mickey Madison for Anora. Supporting role, Kieran Culkin, friend of the show, Kieran Culkin, got an Oscar.
Oh, for the one that goes to Poland, right?
Yeah, and then there was a movie called Flow, which won Best Animated Movie.
Oh, with the cats!
Yeah, it beat out all the Disney movies.
Did you guys see that?
Too. I haven't watched it yet, but I think I'm going to get high and watch it today.
Mm. Oh, speaking of getting high and watching things, I watched the new Lord of the Rings movie.
I started watching it last night.
Oh, Rohirrim on HBO? Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
Not only was it really good, but I went to McDonald's first thing the next day.
Oh, why? Is it like a McDonald's plug in the movie?
No, because Brian Cox is like the main voice.
Oh, and Brian Cox, if you guys don't know, he's doing McDonald's commercials. Yeah.
And so I've been so good, and the next day I went.
Come get yourself a Big Mac.
And I went.
They're so delicious.
I went to McDonald's, and I got a milkshake. It was pretty good.
Brian Cox. I love Brian Cox.
Movie.
That's funny.
Good.
You watched that yesterday?
I watched it Monday.
Oh, okay.
I ate tacos and watched.
I watched like,
I was
the
gonna,
first 15 minutes last
I was
night.
Gonna watch it when I was over at Chuck's house, but I got too drunk and I'm like, I can't. If I watch this, I'm gonna have to watch it again because I was too drunk to pay attention to it.
So yeah. Watch Rick and Morty, which you just started watching.
Oh yeah, so you for the first time watched the first season of Rick and Morty.
Yeah, 11 episodes yesterday.
We should talk about this more in depth at another time. But what's your overall impression of season one?
I'm excited for what's to come.
Yeah.
They nail the little details of like just like references, and they're like they mentioned yesterday in season one that Argentinian men are sexually like aggressive. I was like, how do they know everything?
It's like they've spent time around Ivan.
Oh,
all right, now you hear that sound. That means it's time for my favorite part of the show, Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo
is when Chuck tries to prove that he's the smartest buffalo in the room. And Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo is brought to us by Matt Damon's Exorcisms. Need to get out the demons?
Get out the demons! Food for the Biscuits and Gravy Show today was presented in part by Gazpacho Man Randy Savage.
Okay.
It's cold soup.
Our first question comes from Devin in Louisville, Kentucky. Devin wants to know, what is the name of Samuel L. Jackson's character in the Star Wars prequels?
Come on, Chuck.
Come on, Chunk.
purple?
Mace Windu.
Mace Windu. Very good. With a little layup from Shane. Our second question comes from Francis in El Paso, Texas. Francis wants to know, what is the name of the comedy duo behind the Broadway musical, The Book of Mormon? What are their names?
Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
That's correct. Very good. Of course, the South Park guys.
Uh-huh.
And our third question is always a sports question because, as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof.
What is baseball?
Katie in Haiku sent this one in. Thanks, Katie. She wants to know, what NHL player is poised to break Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal record? He's like 8 goals away.
Who is Luther Vandross?
We've got some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, little Leah. We finally set this party off right. Luther Vandross is not it.
Ow!
Wayne Gretzky's goal record is at 894, and this guy is like, he's like 8 or 7 goals away from breaking the all-time record.
Wayne Gretzky!
Do you want to give us a guess,
I can't even name a single NHL player.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Alex Ovechkin.
Oh!
But you got 2 out of 3, Chuck, and you know what our deceased friend Meatloaf always says. And that also means that that's the end of our show.
But not the end of Biscuits and Gravy. Check us out 24 hours a day at BiscuitWars.com. Support your local comedy scene. We got shows at The Parlay coming up soon. Vibes.
Oh, yeah,
story.
It's March 20th.
But which is a Thursday.
It's the day we're flying out, so
gonna
we're
going to be here one more week, and then we're going to go to Italy for somebody's 30th birthday. Wow!
I wish it was my 30th birthday. It's the big 4-0 for me.
Ooh, baby. Porn star years, you're 80.
Yeah.
Alrighty, guys. Thanks for tuning in to KAKU 88.5. From one biscuiteer to another, aloha!
Boop, 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 boop.